London is refusing to give in to fear in the wake of an attack last week. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When it comes to the events facing our world today, the subject of fear is actually a biblical one. And consistent, intentional ministry is a must if you want to make an impact. That's how one ministry is approaching outreach to orphans. But we're going to start with the news out of the UK. A fifth victim of the attack in London died from injuries last week. The attacker, a 52-year-old British man, plowed a car into pedestrians on the Westminster Bridge and then stabbed a police officer at Parliament before he was shot and killed. ISIS wants credit for the attack, but so far that connection hasn't actually been confirmed. Biblica's Carl Muller says in dark moments like this, believers need to open God's Word.
What does the Bible really say about fear? And how do we look at fear in general? And how do we look at a specific situation like this, say, fear of terrorism or fear of harm for my family or something like that, through the lens of what the Bible calls us to?
One passage Muller says you can start with is 1 Peter 5, 6 through 10, which tells us to cast our anxiety on God and to be alert and of sober mind. This is how we can encourage others.
And I just pray that every Christian listening to this would open God's Word right now and open their heart and pray for the situations that they see around the world that other people are afraid of, other people are fearful of, and that we might be a lamp of light and hope for people around the world who are feeling discouraged and distressed by these things going on. Let's be the light of Christ in these dark places.
Next, the Pew Research Center says one of the fastest-growing religious groups is on the move. With so many Muslim refugees constantly traveling, an unexpected opportunity has arisen to talk about serious questions about faith. Rex Rogers says Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, even reaches into 50 countries in Europe.
In Sweden or Holland or wherever, they can turn on satellite television and get Sat7 in their home and heart language.
With dramas, cartoons, discussion panels, and more, Sat7 programs reach viewers with the truth of God's Word.
You cannot ever effectively silence or jam or cut off satellite television. You can't stop it. You can't censor it. The only way you can do that is to physically destroy the TV or the satellite dish. And if you do that, they'll go out and get a note.
With a little searching, Rogers thinks that most believers will find the Muslim community much closer than they thought.
It's no different than, as I said, reaching out to your atheist neighbor, other than when you knock on the Muslim's door and you eventually get to know them, he or she actually believes in a God. So you have an entree, you have a connection in that point that you may not have with your atheist neighbor.
And if you want to find out just how far your prayer and support can go, we'll connect you with more information at missionnews.org. And finally, we're just a few weeks out from celebrating Christ's resurrection, and the gospel narrative is front and center stage right now. In fact, Slavic Gospel Association has an entire ministry dedicated to sharing Christ's love called Orphans Reborn. SGA's Eric Mock explains.
I was at an orphanage in Mormonsk, and in Mormonsk there was a young girl who had 13 teddy bears on her bed. And yet I discovered after talking to her, many people visited her with many things to comfort her, but no one had shared the gospel.
Many orphans live without having a single person who shows them the love of Christ. But Orphans Reborn is changing this. Numerous churches have answered the call to reach out to these kids regularly and make sure that these orphans know that they are loved and valued by God. Orphans Reborn helps by coming alongside these churches, encouraging local believers, and making sure that they have the tools they need to be the hands and feet of Christ.
So we can buy shoes and put clothes on their back. But if we have not connected them to our Father in heaven, if we have not seen them hold on to eternal hope in Christ, then we have fallen short of giving them the greatest gift we'll ever give them.
And for the cost of a latte, you can have some eternal impact through Orphans Reborn. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.